96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued a statewide air quality advisory as wildfire smoke moves into Wisconsin. The advisory began at noon on Tuesday and is scheduled to remain in effect until noon Thursday, though it could be extended if conditions don't improve. The DNR says conditions could range from unhealthy to very unhealthy, with short periods reaching hazardous levels. Smoke from fires in Minnesota and Ontario will spread south, reaching much of the state by midweek, including areas near Lake Michigan. Children, older adults, and people with asthma or heart disease are urged to avoid outdoor activity during periods of very unhealthy air. Others should limit time outside when possible and watch for symptoms like coughing or shortness of breath. Wisconsin health officials say West Nile virus has been detected in Wisconsin for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee County tested positive for the virus, and a wild bird in Bayfield County also tested positive. Officials say those detections show mosquitoes carrying the virus are now active in Wisconsin, although no human cases have been reported so far this year. West Nile virus spreads through the bite of an infected mosquito. Most people who become infected don't develop symptoms, but those who do may experience fever, chills, headache, muscle aches, rash, and fatigue. In some cases, the virus can cause severe illness, particularly in older adults and people with weakened immune systems. Health officials say mosquito activity and the risk of West Nile virus will continue through the summer and into the fall until the first hard frost. They encourage people to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants when outdoors, and remove standing water around their homes where mosquitoes can breed. The American Red Cross is declaring an emergency blood shortage after the national blood supply fell nearly 25% in June. According to the Red Cross, summer often brings an increased need for blood to treat traumatic injuries, while donations decline because of busy schedules, temporary illnesses, and the loss of school blood drives. The Red Cross says it's sending nearly 3,500 more units of blood to hospitals each week than expected. All blood types are needed, but officials say supplies are lowest for O positive, B negative, and AB plasma. Without more donations, they say hospitals could struggle to meet the needs of patients who depend on blood transfusions, including trauma patients, mothers experiencing childbirth complications, and people undergoing cancer treatment or living with sickle cell disease. Several donation opportunities are coming up in the North Woods, including blood drives Thursday and Friday at the Veterans Community Center in Hayward, Monday at UW-Eau Claire Barron's Ritzinger Hall in Rice Lake, and Tuesday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Ashland. To schedule an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. People looking to donate or pick up used sports equipment will have a chance to do so at a free community swap in Ashland later this month. Tamarack Health and Ashland Parks and Recreation are hosting the first-ever Spring Into Activities Equipment Swap at the Breading Community Center. Community members can drop off gently used sports equipment on Friday, July 24th from noon to 6 p.m. Anyone looking for equipment can stop by the following day, July 25th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The event is open to all ages and all types of sports. Organizers say everything from hockey skates and soccer cleats to protective gear is welcome, as long as it's in good, reusable condition. The swap is free, although donations to support the Breading Community Center will be accepted. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The American Red Cross is declaring an emergency blood shortage after the national blood supply fell nearly 25% in June. According to the Red Cross, summer often brings an increased need for blood to treat traumatic injuries, while donations decline because of busy schedules, temporary illnesses, and the loss of school blood drives. The Red Cross says it's sending nearly 3,500 more units of blood to hospitals each week than expected. All blood types are needed, but officials say supplies are lowest for O positive, positive, B negative, and AB plasma. Without more donations, they say hospitals could struggle to meet the needs of patients who depend on blood transfusions, including trauma patients, mothers experiencing childbirth complications, and people undergoing cancer treatment or living with sickle cell disease. Several donation opportunities are coming up in the North Woods, including blood drives Thursday and Friday at the Veterans Community Center in Hayward, Monday at UW Eau Claire Barron's Ritzinger Hall in Rice Lake, and Tuesday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Ashland. To schedule an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. People looking to donate or pick up used sports equipment will have a chance to do so at a free community swap in Ashland later this month. Tamarack Health and Ashland Parks and Recreation are hosting the first ever Spring Into Activities equipment swap at the Breading Community Center. Community members can drop off gently used sports equipment on Friday, July 24th from noon to 6 p.m. Anyone looking for equipment can stop by the following day, July 25th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The event is open to all ages and all types of sports. Organizers say everything from hockey skates and soccer cleats to protective gear is welcome, as long as it's in good, reusable condition. The swap is free, although donations to support the Breading Community Center will be accepted. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Poor air quality is expected across Wisconsin through tomorrow as wildfire smoke moves into the state. The DNR says conditions could range from unhealthy to very unhealthy, with short periods reaching hazardous levels. Smoke from fires in Minnesota and Ontario will spread south, reaching much of the state by midweek, including areas near Lake Michigan. Health officials warn sensitive groups should avoid outdoor activity, while others should limit time outdoors. The advisory runs through noon on Thursday and could be extended. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is continuing work to restore air conditioning to campus buildings. An update explained that crews are dealing with a 4-inch pipe that's buried 20 feet underground, making the repair difficult. More than 20 buildings were closed at the end of June to assist with the repair work. Classes and other business have continued during the construction. Wisconsin health officials have confirmed the first West Nile virus activity of the year. No human cases have been reported in 2026, but mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee County and a wild bird from Bayfield County have tested positive for the virus. Health officials say this is a good reminder to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites throughout the summer and into fall until we have the first hard frost. They encourage people to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants when outdoors, and remove standing water from around your home where mosquitoes can breed. County clerks are encouraging voters to return their absentee ballots well ahead of the August 11th partisan primary. State law requires that all ballots be received at polling locations by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Election officials recommend mailing your ballot by or before July 28th to ensure they arrive on time. Average gas prices have risen 11.4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state on Monday landed at $3.66 per gallon. This is 19.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but more than 67 cents higher than this time last year. The national average of diesel has increased 9.6 cents during the last week and stands at $4.85 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say after 8 straight weeks of declines, prices climbed in nearly 4 out of 5 states last week. Oil prices surged after the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran collapsed. Oil jumped another 4% in Sunday evening trading, signaling possible increases ahead. The American Red Cross is declaring an emergency blood shortage after the national blood supply fell nearly 25% in June. Maddie Schaefer reports.
According to the Red Cross, summer often brings an increased need for blood to treat traumatic injuries, while donations decline because of busy schedules, temporary illnesses, and the loss of school blood drives. The Red Cross says it's sending nearly 3,500 more units of blood to hospitals each week than expected. All blood types are needed, but officials say supplies are lowest for O positive, B negative, and AB plasma.
Blood donation appointments can be scheduled through the American Red Cross at redcross.org. Residents and businesses in Wisconsin affected by April tornadoes and flooding have additional time to file federal taxes with the IRS. Those affected now have until November 2nd. The extended deadline also applies to estimated tax payments, many business returns, and disaster-related casualty claims. The hardest-hit areas include Outagamie, Brown, Winnebago, and more than a dozen other counties. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
The Brewers add a veteran. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers welcome back Bryce Wilson to the team after being released by the Cubs. He signed the 28-year-old right-hander over the weekend. As a relief pitcher, Wilson has bounced around the league the past 2 years at the White Sox, the Phillies, the Cubs, and now back in Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over Chicago.
Yeah, it's been a lot of traveling with the family and everything, but we're just grateful for the opportunity and grateful to be here. And being with Milwaukee for 2 years, I know a lot about this rivalry, and it's awesome.
To make room, the Brewers traded right-hander Easton McGee to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for cash. In Philadelphia, the American League shut out the National League 4-0 at the All-Star Game. Tampa Bay Rays third baseman Junior Caminero had to leave the game after getting hit in the hand during an at-bat in the third inning, x-rays showing no broken bones. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league games when they take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today, partly cloudy with smoky haze in the air. A little muggy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, more smoke, mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with more smoky haze with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.